For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least 10 people were killed after a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck near Haiti on Saturday night, and according to Haiti's Civil Protection Agency. At least 20 people were killed in an accident in upstate New York. The two-car crash happened shortly before 2 p.m. Saturday. One of the vehicles involved was a limousine. During a rally in Topeka, Kansas, the president stressed the importance of the midterms.
On November 6th, you will have the chance to stop the radical Democrats, and that's what they've become.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to meet for the first time since the downing of a Russian military aircraft over the Mediterranean Sea last month. The two leaders spoke Sunday morning. Netanyahu told his ministers at a weekly cabinet meeting that they agreed to meet in the near future in order to continue the important security coordination between the militaries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his fourth visit to North Korea after meeting Kim Jong-un to seek elusive progress in efforts to persuade him to give up his nuclear weapons. Sitting down to lunch Sunday, both expressed opinions that their earlier meeting was successful, Kim speaking through an interpreter.
It's a very nice day that promises a good future for both countries.
Yes, we had a great visit this morning. Thank you for hosting President Trump's his regards.
Arriving in Seoul, Pompeo tweeted that they continue to make progress on agreements made at the Singapore summit. As President Donald Trump grapples with a number of huge foreign policy challenges over the coming months, he's going to have to make some key decisions on the generals to advise him and lead the U.S. military. Behind the scenes, the White House and Pentagon are looking for a new slate of senior officers to fill several key jobs, with several senior military figures set to retire. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It looks like a notable Democrat has decided to run against Maine Senator Susan Collins in 2 years. USA's Wendy King has more.
The late decision by Republican Senator Susan Collins to vote for Kavanaugh's confirmation may have triggered a challenge for her Senate seat. Former President Obama's National Security Advisor Susan Rice tweeted "me" when asked who can challenge Collins in 2020. Rice's "me" tweet was a response to Obama-era official Jen Psaki tweeting, "Who wants to run for the Senate in Maine? There will be an army of supporters with you." I'm Wendy King.
A potential tropical cyclone is gathering strength in the northwestern Caribbean, and officials say it shows every indication of strengthening with a potential midweek landfall in the U.S. Known as Potential Tropical Cyclone 14 by the National Hurricane Center, the storm is expected to form in the northwestern Caribbean Sea today, with heavy rains heading for western Cuba. The system is expected to become a tropical storm by Sunday night. Khabib Nurmagomedov defeated Conor McGregor in their lightweight title fight at UFC 229, but he may not be getting paid for it. UFC President Dana White spoke with ESPN.
So I just spoke with Bob Bennett from the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and he told me that they looked at some stuff already, and they have made the decision that they're not going to withhold Conor McGregor's check. They are withholding Khabib's.
That's because a few seconds after choking out McGregor, Khabib left the cage and attacked members of McGregor's team. There's the possibility that he could even be stripped of the title. For USA Radio News.